Call with your questions about water treatment right now. We've got the experts from All About Water in studio ready to take your questions. Call 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
That's the only problem with having Creedence as the incoming bed music.
Well, that's a problem.
I just don't turn my mic on. I just don't listen to it. It just sounds so good. Yeah, baby. Welcome back to Rosie on the House, folks. Glad you're tuned in. The number one home improvement resource for Arizona homeowners going on our 25 years. We appreciate y'all's loyalty. We work hard to earn it and keep it by giving y'all the right information and the correct information about anything and everything having to do with your house, home, castle, or home in the great state. That was a tongue twister, wasn't it? In the great state of Arizona. We're trying here today to debunk the myths about water treatment and softened water and what it is and what it isn't. And Romy, you're the one that sold Jennifer and I on softened water. We never had it at our house. We've been in our home about 27, 28 years. And Romy moved out and got a water softener, and he just kept badgering us. Y'all ought to do this. You're not going to believe how nice it is. You're not going to believe how nice it is. And you were right.
And I was a hard sell.
You were right.
It was one of those things where, yeah, it's not necessary. Water's water. I don't need to spend this extra money. But then, you know, just gradually got broken down, and you know, when you realize how much it saves on you know, so many of the modern commodities in our homes have to do with water. Hot water heater, showers, dishwasher, refrigerator water lines, washing machine, toilets, you know, that so much of what makes our homes, you know,
indoor plumbing.
is indoor plumbing. And you realize how well this complements and extends the longevity of not only the piping, but every one of those appliances that use water. That's where it really started getting my attention. Robin Pettyjohn from Water Treatment Technologies diligently hounded me in a professional manner for several years. And
he's good at that.
So finally, I broke down and I installed a rental system from him. I had to pay for the labor to have the softened water loop run, and then I just rented the system for it was like $40 a month. It is probably a little bit more now. I mean, this is a long time ago. And so then when I built the home, I thought, well, you know, I really didn't notice all that big a deal. I'll have it plumbed, blah, 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 blah. Sold the house to get the money for the construction loan, moved into an apartment that didn't have one. Forgot what it was like living without one. That is, wow. It is a quality of life in a water softener. So I made sure that got into the budget for the new home development.
Well, I tell you what, we're sure glad we had Dave and Bob out to us install our system, because I tell you, I love it for two reasons: the way the dishes come out of the dishwasher and the glasses. I mean, just absolutely perfect spotless. Then again, what it does for my skin, because I tend to run very dry skin. And just in the amount of lotion I don't have to put on when I get out of the shower. That's what I love about it.
That's true. That's very true.
Hey, we've got a couple calls right now. Let's take them. Jerry and Mesa's called, been very patiently waiting. Jerry, go ahead. Let's ask your question about water softeners and see if we can get it all answered up for you, buddy.
Yeah, good morning, Rosie, Romy, and Bob. Question for Bob. My valve cover just cracked on my water. So actually, about a week ago, I just replaced it about an hour ago. And I've drained all the water out, and there's about an inch of salt on the bottom. It looks kind of dirty. Should I make an effort to get that all out before I replace the salt?
That dirt is really just a brine, a little bit of brine stuff that comes off of the salt. It's always going to be there, whether you clean it out or not. I mean, once you put the next bag in and it dilutes itself, you're still going to get some of that, what we call like a frothy brine. It's kind of like a brownish gray, kind of foamy looking stuff.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't really hurt anything unless you've got a buildup of sand and dirt in the bottom of that tank. I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Okay.
And how old is your water softener?
It's 10 years old. Is that kind of normal for that valve cover to crack?
When you say valve cover, you're talking about something that makes it leak water, or is it a cosmetic item?
No, it makes it leak.
Okay. Not uncommon. Is it indoors in the garage?
It's an, exactly.
Okay. Obviously, out in the sun, that can happen much quicker. But no, with the wear and tear, the change of pressures, and that valve going through its cycles, it'll happen. Those things do happen. Things do wear out. But that's not bad. You know, 10 years is pretty good.
10 years? What is the normal life expectancy on something like that?
Well, on parts, it's hard to say.
I guess on the whole water softener before I could figure on replacing it.
Usually a water softener is going to last 5 to 10 years, you know, in our conditions with the chlorine in the water, yes. Yeah.
And is it true that in Globe they don't even bother?
That's true.
And there's so much mining and so much mineral that...
That is some really hard water.
So it's a lot of it's just your area and maybe what the municipality is treating it with, where their source is coming from.
Mm-hmm. We got a question knowing that the topic was going to be salt water earlier in the week. Someone said, Rosie, when I open the salt tank in my water softener, it's one big, it's just solid salt clump, and it doesn't seem that the water is softening anymore.
Well, they could have a salt bridge.
Talk about that. What is a salt bridge?
Well, a salt bridge is where the water that comes up and dilutes the salt gets a little bit high in the salt. The salt hardens.
Hang on one minute. Sure. Let's back up. For the sake of all the people that are listening, how a water softener works. We're going to bring in the tap water, mm-hmm. and we're going to soak it in this salt. Talk how the system works, just real basically.
Well, first of all, a water softener is a filter. When the water travels through it, it removes the calcium, and it collects as much calcium as it possibly can. And at some point, it's going to have to clean out that calcium and send it down the drain.
Okay.
So the way that works is, at that point, when the resin has exhausted its capacity, it draws in that salt water that's been diluted and sitting waiting in that brine tank. And as it goes through, it releases that calcium with the salt, and all of that calcium and that salt then gets flushed down the drain. The unit goes through a rinse cycle. It goes back and gets itself rid of all the salt and the calcium. So 99.9% of all that sodium we see doesn't go in the water. It actually goes down the drain as a cleaning process to clean that calcium out of the bed.
I don't think a lot of people realize that.
They're
thinking the water's coming through the resin into the salt, into the house.
And diluting salt, and they're just getting that 50-pound bag of salt.
Yes.
It's coming right into their tap somehow.
Now, I think that a lot of people believe that.
And that's very true. They do believe that. They ask, well, how does the salt get in my water?
Yeah.
I don't see how it works. But no, it's a filter, and the salt is really a cleaning agent to clean that resin.
Okay, so when your resin is needing to be recharged, it discharges into this salt brine tank. Okay, now that salt brine tank then has to be run through a couple times, and occasionally in our dry Arizona, that glue, and you were talking about the pellets, the glue pellets as opposed to the crystals, that glue kind of dissolves and starts forming a ring around the outside, and it kind of builds its way in, and pretty soon it's a solid layer of salt. Then you open the salt tank, and it's almost like opening it up and seeing a frozen inch of ice or something.
Yes, it is. And we like the rock salt or solar salt or crystal salt much better than the pellets. The pellets are a glued together salt. It takes a lot of salt, glues it together in a pellet, and they stick very well together when they get wet, and then the dry heat comes and they glue themselves back together. Rock salt will do the same things at times, but it's much easier to work with. And since we do have really clean salt available here, we prefer rock salt because we're not dealing with that glue on the pellets.
If I'm suspicious my water softener has quit working and I go out there and I find, in fact, that it is salt bridged, what do I do?
Well, it's a very crude method, but you just get a broom handle and a hammer and you start pounding on that salt. And try to get to the bottom of the tank. And that's why you really don't want to fill that tank full of salt so that you can work that stick down through there and see if you have a bridge. Sometimes it's a good idea to add a little extra water, put that in the brine well, let the water level come up a little higher, and then it'll soften it up, and you can get that stick down through there a little easier.
All right.
Break up that bridge.
Fantastic. Well, we're here talking water treatment and non-water treatment here at Rosie on the House. We've got Ann in Peoria. We're going to ask her just to be, she has been very, very patient. We're asking her just to be a little bit more patient because we're going to cover a couple more items here. And she, and you'll be our next caller in, Ann. We've also got Dwayne down in Tucson has a question as well. We see a lot of inventions using electricity to treat water. And it's interesting, and I'm not going to mention any particular brand names, but one hit the market here, I want to say it was 5 to 7 years ago, and we still have copies of their original marketing literature, which all but says they're softening water. Now, apparently someone jumped on them pretty aggressively because all their marketing material changed to the point where, you know, it's like soft water. It's a scale inhibitor. I mean, they literally changed their national marketing material, and I thought that was pretty interesting based on what their original claims were and what their product could really do.
When it comes to electronically treating water, the stories are great. I mean, I've seen some really, really good stories, and you're right. I've seen those stories change over time.
Yeah.
So,
and not just for this one company either.
No, all of the companies.
All the electric treatment companies.
But when you advertise and you start making claims, excuse me, sorry. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
You start making claims, obviously you get a lot of questions on how that works. But yes,
again, and I've been asked, we had the manufacturer fly to my office and sent people from his national headquarters to try and convince me this product worked. And you know what? I thought, you know, I could spend hours and hours. I could spend years studying this. Why don't we just make the standard? Rosie on the House, if it isn't Water Quality Association approved, we're not going to consider it. That's the first rule we have. We're going to come back to more rules about water treatment when we get back right here at Rosie on the House.